It's the Afternoon Cruise, and I'm chatting with Toussaint Morrison and Roz Prickle. In the background, you're hearing a bit of their rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from last year's Holiday Ball. They're quickly becoming experts on the jazz side of holiday music as they're making an annual affair out of their Snowball event. This year, the event is at P&A Hall in Northeast Minneapolis this Saturday. Toussaint and Roz, thank you for joining Jazz 88.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Now, Roz, I want to get your blood pressure up right away, so I'm going to point my first question to you. You guys are both vocalists on this performance with a big band. And, Roz, you've done a lot of work on holiday music and, in fact, love Christmas music in particular. You can only get to listen to one person sing holiday music for the rest of your life. What vocalist do you choose?
It's not a vocalist.
Okay.
It's a band.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, it's a tie for three bands because you asked me to do something that's impossible. If I had to pick one, I think it would probably be Trans-Siberian Orchestra. But my backups were Mitch Miller Band and the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Because it's childhood. It's like, you can't have Christmas morning without my dad putting on Mitch Miller Band, the record. And I do mean record.
Oh.
And that's what we opened our presents to.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Toussaint, I hope this one is not as much torture for you.
Yes.
We both spent some time in our life making hip-hop. And writing-wise, hip-hop permits a lot of syllables, a lot of words, a lot of space. Jazz songs and holiday songs often have a lot of economy of motion, a lot of efficiency in how they're done. Is there anything from the Christmas or holiday songbook that you really admire for its efficiency in getting the message across?
The efficiency, Stevie Wonder's, and I keep calling it This Christmas, but that's not it because that's Donny Hathaway. What Christmas means to me, Stevie Wonder, he doesn't take a pause. From start to the harmonica solo, he just keeps going. There's lyrics the whole way through.
Burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
Now, Toussaint, there are a lot of people on planet Earth who just dislike holiday music. They think it's not for them. It's not their cup of tea.
Yeah.
You have one song to win one of those people over where you just go, let me put this on for you and convince you that holiday music should be part of your life. What are you putting on?
What I'm going to put on is one of the songs that I just said. It's got to be Wham! Last Christmas. I don't know if you're unable to get into the spirit of the holiday after listening to Wham! Last Christmas, then it's just not going to happen.
It's a medical issue or something.
Yeah, it's a phantom limb. It's not coming back, and you're not going to be able to grasp the spirit.
I'm so sorry. This is why we're good. Because
this interruption brought to you by Roz Prickle.
This is the whole point. It's a conversation. Okay. I'm here to talk to the other people so that they understand that there's representation on both sides.
Okay.
What is this all about representation, Toussaint.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate Wham! And I hate Last Christmas.
Oh,
thank you.
My goodness.
Hate it so much. Always turn it off. And you want to know what made it even worse? Taylor Swift covered it. And I love her, but I hate that cover. So, like, whoa, that's saying something. It's because of the song.
It's not Wham! It's Whoa!
I specifically hate the song.
Right. Sounds like this is going to be the last year of the Snowball event. Roz Prickle and Toussaint Morrison holding court at the P&A Hall this Saturday. Get it before it all blows up. Now, Roz, in addition to your last name being Prickle, you are also a pickle enthusiast. Is that correct?
So true.
I want to run something by you.
But don't test me on pickles again.
Oh, no.
Just because you love something. Listen.
This was hilarious.
Just because you love something doesn't mean you have high IQ about it.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
On a lark, I purchased pickled carrots for my Thanksgiving relish plate. And nobody ate them. So I've been...
So, Roz, do you want them?
No. I brought you this jar. I've been using them on my leftover sandwiches. And I would just like for you to reflect on pickled carrots on a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions.
Could not... Well, you probably could. But there's nothing you could pickle that I wouldn't love. And carrots are way up there on the list. And that sounds perfect because here's why. I love making day after Thanksgiving, or like my family, we make day after Thanksgiving soup. We do the bone broth and then we make soup. And it's always a carrot heavy soup. So like basically you're doing that. You're pickling it and you're putting it on a sandwich.
I cut out the broth middleman.
Cut out the broth middleman.
You are listening to the Afternoon Cruise here on Jazz 88, and I've been chatting with Toussaint and Roz. They're getting ready for a performance on Saturday night, and I asked them to bring some of their favorite holiday music and talk about it. We already covered a couple, but Roz, give me some more of your favorite holiday songs.
I feel like mine are definitely wild cards. I don't know. I'm gonna shoot for it. Okay. The Three Kings and I, What Really Happened by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. As I said, I love them. And if you don't know that song, it's 7 minutes long and it's a true masterpiece. It's jazz. Do you know it?
No, I've always turned up my nose at the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Am I wrong?
Not at this song. And listen, not at this song. It's literally, you guys, it's like, it's a masterpiece. Oh, you don't know the story of Bethlehem about the kings and the three wise men. It's like,
now you all heard the story about a Bethlehem, how the child was born and the wise men heard the preacher tell it like the preacher does, but let me tell you, children, that's not how it was.
Toussaint Morrison, hit me with a couple more.
I would say This Christmas by Donny Hathaway, Ella Fitzgerald's, what's the one that we're
that
doing?
We're doing?
Have yourself a
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
My mother would play that after the family would leave, and it would be like, oh, this is so dope. Like, we can actually, like, chill out now. And so that song is very much so a favorite of mine.
Yeah. Roz and Toussaint, good luck on Saturday. Thanks for visiting Jazz 88.
Thank you.
Thank you.